KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back on ABQ Connect, and our favorite realtor, Holly Slade, in studio with us. Of course, Holly is the co-owner with her husband, Dave, of Dave Slade and Associate Realtors, longtime supporter of KNKT. Thanks for that, Holly.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean that sincerely, because this is a ministry and we're trying to connect Albuquerque, and you're doing a lot of other things besides selling real estate, but that is the way you make a living.
That is the way I make a living, yes.
And you do a good job. In fact, we just heard a little spot right before you coming on with you and Steve Ryman, him asking you some questions about preparing homes for sale, and you're an expert at that. You've done that a few times.
I've done it a lot. You know, I've been doing this for 20 years, mm-hmm. and we were helping people stage homes before staging was a thing. Mm. You know, just really going in and helping people maximize their investment. People have spent a lot of time in their home, and they've poured their love into it, and they deserve to get a fair market price for their home. And sometimes it's just as simple as, okay, that bedroom doesn't need to be pink and that one blue and the other one green. Let's bring the house all one color so that when the buyers come in, they are excited about moving into this home.
Yeah.
And, you know, now with the flipping shows on TV, what it has done is we thought when the flipping shows first started that it would maybe inspire buyers to buy some of our older inventory and fix it up themselves over time, like you and I used to do when we bought our first home. It's had the opposite effect. So our first time home buyers are excited about the flipping shows, but really they want the end result.
Yeah.
And so that has changed the standard. When you put your home on the market, people really hope that you have done a little bit of work to it, that they can move right in, and maybe they'll address this or that once they're in, but they really want it move-in ready. So you'll have people that say, well, do we have to replace the pink carpet? Can't the buyers just visualize it and we'll give them a carpet allowance? Answer, no.
No.
You know, you really do. If it's pink carpet, it needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Well, and what's funny is, boy, you see, I want to know what the, I think it's called Harvest Wheat, is the color of appliances from 30 years ago.
Yes.
Where it's like a gold.
Harvest
color.
Gold.
Harvest gold. There you go. And I'm amazed how many homes still have those kinds of appliances in them.
But you know which one is coming back is the brownish copper.
Really?
Because now we're going, to our mid-century modern. And
yeah.
So they're actually manufacturing some of those old colors again. Turquoise is coming back for people who are really into mid-century modern. Now, the rest of your architecture has to go with that. And
all right,
your decor.
I have to stop you. I have to give you my opinion. Turquoise should never come back. We wore that in our uniforms as New Mexico Lobos, and I thought it just looked goofy. I love turquoise rings and all the things our Native American community and our artisans do in New Mexico. It's mm-hmm. amazing. But wearing a turquoise wall, a turquoise yeah. appliance, no, that shouldn't happen.
Mid-century modern.
And then bell bottoms should never come back either.
They're coming back too.
Those are horrible.
And the mom jeans, you know, the jeans that come way up above the belly button, they're all coming back to haunt us.
Well, Holly, I bring up all of this stuff about you personally because obviously you've been on the air a long time. You've been talking about selling homes, but you've also been sharing with us about the unbelievable need in our community. And we're going to talk a little bit in our second half hour about Valencia County and your partnership down there
right.
with Feed New Mexico Kids. There are children in our school systems that don't have enough to eat. And I've told you this every time you're on the air. I'm embarrassed that I didn't know this. I'm thinking Albuquerque kids are all getting fed. Everybody's okay. I mean, I know that there's issues with parents and this type of thing, but I never had an idea that there were 3,000 or 4,000 kids that didn't know where their next meal was coming from.
Right. It's, you know, it hides. And I was embarrassed when I didn't know it either. You know, as we've just discussed, I sell real estate for a living. I have a responsibility to know about my community. And when I stumbled upon the facts, I was truly shocked and dug in more. And then, you know, first response is, well, somebody should do something about this. And then as I kept looking around to see who that somebody might be who would be doing it, you know, well, and in a way that sort of made sense to me, I wasn't finding what I was looking for. So began praying, and the Lord brought the concept of Feed New Mexico Kids, and here we are almost 3 years later. We launched in March of 2017, so we're coming up on our three-year anniversary, and we serve 52 schools, and we did over 50 tons of food last year, and we've got nine church partnerships right now helping serve all of those schools, and there are more schools waiting. So though we are in 52, there's another 50 that we know of that has need. And then as the schools hear about Feed New Mexico Kids, they contact us and let us know of their need as well.
So the schools have a connection with you now. And just like our previous segment with Kevin Palau, in fact, you are one of the charities that they are sharing kind of the pulpit with at the Pastors and Leaders Conference. They're going to say, look, one of the ways your church can get involved in with Albuquerque is to connect with a school and be part of, say, Feed New Mexico Kids. Now, there's other charitable organizations involved, but you are one.
Yes, we are. We are one of them. They have a focus on homelessness and hunger, and that has tentacles as well, because, you know, homelessness and hunger is related to poverty, you know, and then you bring in the foster child situation, you know, so you've got lots of people who are coming together. And I really do want to encourage people who are listening to get involved with this movement, to go on February 27th to the Renew event in the evening if you're a lay person and you just want to learn more about this. But if you are a church leader of any kind, a pastor or somebody who has access, let's say you're what Kevin calls a normal size church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have access to your pastor and you know your pastor's pulled nine different ways, go on the Love ABQ website, do the research for him, say, hey, you know, here's this event. Are you interested in going in the morning? If not, would you like me to go and gather the information for you and bring it back to you? Kevin Palau will be there. He is an amazing inspiration. The things that they have done in Portland can be done elsewhere. And I think sometimes we wait for a personal invitation, a phone call, an email, something like that. And I want to make it clear, Kevin Palau just personally invited you.
Yes.
And, you know, but come to the appropriate event. You know, if you're not really in a ministry leadership position or a church leadership position, you know, then go to the evening event. But if you have a leadership position in your church, if you head up your children's ministry, if you head up your prayer ministry, if you head up your outreach, come to that morning session. Because so often, you know, in a normal sized church, really the pastor is pulled way too many directions and they can't quite carve out the time. And if they can't carve it out, go for him. Get the information for him. Take it back to him. Do him a favor.
There's actually a comedic presentation about if a pastor were to do all the things their congregations expected them to do, they'd work 36 hours a day.
Exactly. Yeah, you'd do every home visit. You know, you'd go do every hospital visit, you know, pray over everybody that was sick. You'd do every funeral, every wedding. And oh, by the way, you'd study 40 hours a week for your message. And then you'd be in the pulpit X number of times doing X, you know, styles of service. I mean, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day, folks.
That's right. We have Holly Slade. She is the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids in studio. We're going to have Dr. Nikki Wolf. She runs the Valencia County Feed New Mexico Kids. She's the coordinator down there. She's going to join us here in the second half hour. One more segment with Holly by herself, and then we'll go forward. So stay with us. More about Feed New Mexico Kids right after these messages.
New Mexico is still known as the late-term abortion capital of the world. Last year, HB 51 and HB 90 were defeated because of your efforts.
Please join us again at Right to Life Committee of New Mexico as we work to save lives, protect women, protect children, and protect our doctors.
For more information on how you can again make a difference, call Right to Life Committee of New Mexico at 505-881-4563. That's 505-881-4563.
Hi, this is Lisa, the owner of Betty's Bath and Day Spa at 12th and Candelaria in Albuquerque. I highly recommend Advanced On-Site Protection Security. We're part of their Security On Demand program. They respond quickly when we need them with professionally trained security officers. And the great thing is we only pay for security when we need it.
Call Advanced On-Site Protection Security for security on demand. 505-897-1307. That's 505-897-1307. Fulfilling the Great Commission can be a grand adventure. Cody and Chantel Byrne traded a comfortable life in Albuquerque to begin a church plant in Perth on the Gold Coast of Australia where Cody was born.
It came down to, despite all the signs and the answered prayers, we just had this insanely overwhelming peace to just sell everything we own, to sell a house, our cars, our belongings, and just pack up. And, you know, we brought 6 green duffel bags from Albuquerque all the way to Perth, Australia. We've got 2 small kids. And so that was a journey in of itself, but really just having this call, having this peace, the confirmation, and just taking a giant step of faith, trusting the Lord in every step.
At KNKT and Star 88, our great mission campaign for 2020 now turns to Tribes Church with Cody and Chantel. Here is an opportunity for you to get in on the ground floor of a kingdom investment. Follow Tribes with Cody at tribesaustralia.com. Keep up with their podcast, pray for their progress, and invest in this startup venture. tribesaustralia.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates is in studio. She's the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids. And Holly, you're doing a lot. So the money flow is, you guys are making a living, doing a nice job of helping people in real estate, but your husband is teaching Bible studies and writing books that are Christian books.
Right.
And writing really fun stories, and you are doing Feed New Mexico Kids, which takes a lot. Your organization, though, is 100% volunteer right now.
Correct.
Any money's donated all goes to buying food and distributing food. You have people that are packing food at churches. For example, I want to mention Legacy Church is one example. They have a whole team. They've been doing this a pretty short time, and they're already feeding over 500 kids, is what I understand.
2 years. Legacy was one of the first to come in partnership with us, and they sought us out, and they got on board immediately, built a team, and I think Legacy is in 11 schools now, and they are rocking and rolling. And then most recently, Faith Lutheran came on board, and they are serving 3 schools, and their fellowship has just gotten so invigorated by participating in Feed New Mexico Kids. And they've got a lot of people really coming behind the effort over there. We've got churches up in Rio Rancho. We've got High Desert United Methodist. And that's a church of about 100 people, and they support 3 schools.
Wow.
I mean, you just can't believe how people, once they learn, like you and I said, we didn't know. Once people learn that we are leading the nation in childhood hunger and that there is a way to get food directly to the child. I think partly, you know, we do get compassion fatigue, but I think we also get jaded. We hear about too many stories where people have scammed a system or, you know, they're using public assistance or abusing public assistance, and we get jaded. And I think what appeals about Feed New Mexico Kids is that we pack the snack packs full of nutritious, single serve, non-perishable food items, and we take them to the schools. And the school identifies their most needy children. So if you think about the average elementary school, they probably use 30 snack packs in the average elementary. Now, we have schools that are in such desperate locations and in desperate shape that they need more like 180 a week, but the average is 30 to 50. So take an entire school. We are not handing food out to every child who gets a Title I lunch or a Title I breakfast. These are the kids whose circumstances are such that they are falling through every other support mechanism. They are falling through the cracks. Mm. So 30 in an elementary school, that's not that many kids. And, you know, people will come and they'll say, well, the parents should be this and the parents should be that. Okay, in an ideal world, but they're not. Here we have an opioid epidemic. Mm-hmm. You know, we're looking at the coronavirus. We live in an opioid epidemic. We live in an opioid epidemic state. And we also live in a fairly violent state and a violent city. So we have lots of kids who have parents who are affected by violence, by opioids. We have kids whose parents are affected by divorce. We have kids they're affected by a parent's illness or death. We have a lot of displaced youth who are living with grandparents and aunties and people who are doing their best to genuinely try and take care of their children, but simply aren't able with the services that are available to them. So we take the snack packs to the schools. The schools identify their most needy children, and the school distributes the snack pack to the children. So we get the food right to the child to sustain them over the weekend. Because what happens is they get the Title I lunch. Sometimes they get a Title I breakfast. That's Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. The weekend comes. If they have kind of stashed away some of the food in their backpacks or whatever, they generally go through it on Saturday, and then they weren't eating on Sunday. And so the schools, teachers, nurses, cafeteria workers were telling us that they would come back to school Monday morning like ravenous animals. Mm. You know, are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? Are you going to eat that? We had elementary kids who were dizzy from hunger, third graders that were losing 2 pounds over the weekend. And so the weekend became this critical point. And you can't get federal funding for food that goes off property right now. Mm. And so, you know, I'm not so concerned about Monday through Friday. If they go to a school where the school can provide some nutrition, at least, my concern was, what about the weekend?
Right.
They're just flat out not eating on the weekend.
Right. Well, and Holly, we are going to take a quick break, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Nikki Wolf. She is a chiropractor down in Bosque Farms, and she is your coordinator for Valencia County for Feed New Mexico Kids. And when we come back, I want to talk to you both about, you know, where the data comes from. We've talked a lot about Albuquerque Public Schools. Now we're going to talk a little bit about schools in Valencia. We're going to talk about her partnerships. You're going to be able to tell us how the leadership can get involved from churches, make share the story of Dustin King down at Legacy. He heard you on the radio
right. And
called you. So lots to talk about. Feed New Mexico Kids. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budgay. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local. Follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade, founder of Feed New Mexico Kids, in studio with me. And we have Dr. Nikki Wolf of Wolf Family Chiropractic. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Your compadre, Holly Slade, in studio.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, you've probably heard a little bit, Nikki, over the months. Holly's on the program fairly frequently, and you've got, we've talked a little bit about the Albuquerque Public Schools and some things Holly's doing there. Tell us a little bit about where you're at in Valencia and maybe the need for kids that are food insecure in Valencia County.
So Valencia County is one of the poorest counties in the state of New Mexico. We have a huge drug problem, just like most of the counties in New Mexico. My husband and I, we were foster parents for about 10 years, so we got to see that firsthand, and I think that really brought that to our attention. And then we reached out to some of the schools, and they had no resources over the weekends for kiddos who have no food, have no access to food over the weekends. Mm. So we're right now, we're serving 3 elementary schools. We would love to be able to serve more. The need is very great out here. There are several programs, and there's a couple who go over the weekend, but I think that there's just always a huge need out here. And we're in 3 schools, one in Bosque Farms, one in Peralta, and then one on the edge of Las Lunas.
And does Valencia County go all the way down to Belen?
Yes, it does. It sure
does. So, Nikki, right now it sounds like what you need, and Holly kind of told me this off air, is you need church partners.
Absolutely. That's really what we need, is for churches to kind of come on, just to come on board with the New Mexico Kids and take up the program. And we can, I mean, I'm so happy, and Holly is always willing to help, that we can get churches to just start, that we can help them get the process started and encourage them. Holly and Matt, they're always answering my questions. I text them often to, when we asked Holly about this, we just thought, why recreate the whole wheel when Holly, they've been at this and they know what they're doing, and they've just been doing it, so they know how to do it well. And so we wanted to jump on board with them, and I think that's what we need. We just need some more churches down here to jump on with us.
I think that's what people need to understand too, is, you know, we spent a lot of time refining this. You know, I refer to it as ministry in a box. We've got the artwork, we've got the food list, we can teach you how to do your assembly lines, you can store food in a closet. You know, we really have worked it out so that a church can launch this pretty easily. And I would say, Nikki, your church launched very successfully and very easily, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and it happened, I think I probably reached out to Holly in March or April, and we launched in June, and we were going in August. We were ready to go in August, which I think that's pretty quick. I don't know your timeline, but
yeah, with incredible,
we were well stocked pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you had incredible enthusiasm down there at your church in Bosque Farms. I mean, your pastor was behind it, your congregation was behind it, and people really rallied behind and were, I was down there for the launch, and they were just, you know, verbally grateful, you know, expressing, besides bringing a whole lot of food, they just were so thankful to have a way to address the problem. I think that's part of it, is we see problems around us, but we don't know how to effectively address them. And this is one way. I'm not saying it's the only way, but it's a way. If your church is not involved in addressing childhood hunger or senior hunger or, you know, something that is oppressing in your community, then, you know, you need a way. And reinventing the wheel can be arduous and it can be complicated. And so we have a template. And Nikki, like Dustin over at Legacy, you know, they called us. Nikki called us. Mm. And she said, hey, you know, we attend this church down in Bosque Farms, and can we do this too? And we said, absolutely. Here's how. And we just start the ball rolling.
Nikki, let me ask you, first of all, tell me what church you're in down in Bosque.
It's First Baptist Bosque Farms.
So when you approach the leadership of the church, any resistance? Are they excited now to see? This is not really easy. You got to have a lot of volunteers. You got to gather food. You got to have a place to do that. So there's a little bit of logistics and things that go in. But it sounds like it's amazingly rewarding for all the people that get involved.
Oh, absolutely. We were fairly new. We'd only been going to that church for about a year, and so we had to get together with the leadership team, the pastor and the leadership team there, and everybody was on board. I think a lot of it is people know the need in Valencia County is great. We have such a great need. The poverty here is very real. So people were very excited to get on board. I have probably monthly at least 30 plus volunteers. And they are wonderful volunteers. This is definitely not something I could ever do. As Holly will tell you too, this is God's ministry. We're just trying to be obedient, and we have wonderful volunteers.
Yeah. Nikki, let me ask you about you and your husband, Ryan. You guys are both doctors of chiropractic. You have Wolf Family Chiropractic. Tell us a little bit about what your business is and how people get in touch with you and how they can use your services.
We are down here in Los Lunas. Ryan and I have practiced for 20 years, and we love Valencia County. We love the people down here. So you can give us a call. Our number is 866-1226. I'm here I'm here part-time. Ryan's here full-time seeing patients.
Well, and it sounds like you've got your hands full on the so-called down times. You're working really hard with Feed New Mexico Kids.
Like I said, we have such great volunteers. There's no way that I could do all of that and all. We have really good, wonderful volunteers.
Well, either of you ladies can take this. You're both businesswomen. You own your own businesses. And Feed New Mexico Kids is a big endeavor. You know, Valencia County is not small. A lot of schools, a lot of needs. He's already expressed. How do we want to direct people to get in touch with you if they're interested in coming alongside these ministries and helping you get kids fed?
So if it's
I'm happy to give my info, and I think Holly does too.
Right. So I think we would divide it up that if it's a church that would like to get involved and become a Feed New Mexico Kids church and partner with a school, I would have them go to our website, feednmkids.com, and get in touch with us there so that we can start that training process and teach them how to launch. Now, if it's a business in Valencia County or somebody who wants to donate food, I'm going to direct them to Nikki, and Nikki can give her information again.
Yes, you can contact me. My cell is always, people can always contact me through that at 505-730-9436.
730-9436, of course, area code 505. And that's Dr. Nikki Wolf. She is part of the Wolf Family Chiropractic, and she is the coordinator for Valencia County for Feed New Mexico Kids. Nikki, can you stay with us one more segment? We've got one more left, and we'd like to ask you a few more questions. So we're going to take a quick break. Holly, you're okay. You're not going to run out of here.
I'm fine. All right.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Mark Pardo Salon Spa. More beauty, more luxury, more value. In addition to hair and skin treatments, experience Mark Pardo's spa services, including facials, nails, hair removal, massage, and body treatments. Perfect when preparing for that special celebration or simply to treat yourself. Ask about Mark Pardo Salon Spa services and schedule an appointment today at 298-2983 or markpardo.com.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
My father-in-law passed away about 4.5 years ago, so the house went through probate, and we needed to sell the house after we got done with probate. So I introduced Dom to my sister-in-law, Gloria, who lived up in Denver, and she felt very comfortable with him and him handling the sale of the house. We had a buyer almost immediately, but it fell through after several months of negotiations. We did a lot of improvements on the house, and so that fell through, and Dom immediately had another backup buyer, and the house proceeded to sell very quickly after that. We closed. Dom handled everything so smoothly and professionally. It was fantastic.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644. 899-4644.
Se habla español.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids in studio with me, and we have on the phone Dr. Nikki Wolf. She is the Valencia County Coordinator for Feed New Mexico Kids, and these two young ladies.
Oh, aren't you kind?
I'm way older than both of you, so I get to say that. But you're both businesswomen, and you're doing amazing ministry stuff. And I want you to speak, you know, each individually Tell me why you're involved in this ministry. Is it that, just that God brought this incredible need to your hearts and you felt compelled to work on it?
I'm involved because I stumbled upon the stats that New Mexico led the nation in childhood hunger, and I was disturbed by that and thought somebody needs to do something about it. Like I said, I was looking around trying to find something that could get food directly to children on the weekends, because I had researched, you know, okay, what about school lunches? What about after school programs? What about, you know, how are all these, you know, feeding programs work? And we have lunch in the park in the summer, but that is fed on site again Monday through Friday. And I kept coming up with this the weekends, and stumbled upon that Sunday was usually the hungriest day of the week for the kids. And I thought, you know, in a churched state like New Mexico, to have Sunday be the hungriest day of the week for school children is inexcusable, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we're all talking about where are we going to go for brunch? Whose house are we having Sunday dinner on? And I just kept seeing in my mind's eye that if Jesus were to come here and just pull back the veil so that we could see that more than one out of every four children around us did not have anything to eat on Sunday, and yet where was our tunnel vision? Where are we going to brunch? Where are we going to Sunday dinner? You know, what are we doing? You know, Sunday after church becomes all about family and food and fellowship with one another. You know, that's our big Sunday thing. So these two things don't go together. You know, there was such a huge disconnect in my head. And so that's what compelled me to just, you know, try and get it launched. And I just, you know, I wrote a proposal and presented it to Calvary, and thankfully they accepted it. They said, you know, let's see if it catches on. Let's see if people respond, you know, and here we are 3 years later with lots of churches partnering and the community catching on. And Nikki's one of those community members that she caught on, and she reached out to us.
Mm. Nikki, how about you? You just saw the need and decided this is the way to go.
Well, I think we've been, you know, we always pray about how we can make an impact here while we have, while we're here, what we can do for God, how He can work through us. And we had prayed, and we also saw firsthand through foster care, just the need and the poverty out here. And we were praying, God break our hearts for what breaks yours. And I think this does break God's heart to see hungry children, when there's, like Holly said, when we're eating well. And I knew about Feed New Mexico Kids from Calvary, and I actually heard on the radio, I heard someone call in and talk about starting it up, I think in Las Cruces. Mm-hmm. And it was just like God opened my eyes to just really, why don't you reach out? So I reached out to Holly, but I really think it's just God laying that on our hearts for children, and that breaks His heart. So it should break our heart to be active and to try to make an impact.
So, Nikki, I'm going to ask you for a little attainable goal. Could we get 5 churches in communities in Valencia County to join you and come alongside you, let's say, in the next 90 days? Could we get that done?
Oh, my goodness, that would be amazing. We do, and I do want to mention, we do have a couple churches here in Busky Farms that actually do help us gathering food. They do help with food donations. So there are a couple on board. It's not just First Baptist. We do have a couple other ones. There's Light of the World Calvary and Lusty Farms, who does great at getting food in. And then there's another small church that helps out too. But definitely, I would, in all of Valencia County, I would hope, I pray we can, yeah.
So we need some Belen churches. We need a couple in Las Lunas. We need another one or two in Bosque. And that's really a simple thing. I think one of the things, getting to know Holly a little bit, I know that she's kind of designed this. So the church is really, they have to meet a standard. You have certain things that you put in a snack pack, which I want to close with that in just a minute, so that people really understand what you're giving and how you're doing it, so that they can understand how to buy food, how to donate it, how to donate money.
Right.
And can they go to the website also and donate money to what Nikki's doing down in Valencia County?
They can. So they can go to www.feednmkids.com. And they can make donations there. People can decide to do a monthly donation there. They can also drop food down at the churches that are participating down in Bosque Farms.
Right.
And, you know, the food is single serve, nutritious. We do a can of ravioli. We do a pudding cup. We do ramen because it's a belly filler.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeves of peanuts, a sleeve of trail mix. peanut butter crackers, cheese and crackers, applesauce squeeze, not the fruit cups with the cellophane because those tend to leak. Mm-hmm. And then we do a high protein cereal bar and a granola bar. We're trying to keep the cost of the snack packs low, so that's why one of them is high protein and the other one is, you know, more of a belly filler. Mm. And then we do a napkin and a spoon, and it all goes in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. And kids put it in their backpack. It's very discreet. They put it in their backpack and take it home. We had some feedback that, you know, some kids were actually being bullied, you know, if they had the second backpack that was popular, I think, a lot of years ago, and then they were embarrassed and didn't want to carry the second backpack. So that's why it's in a Ziploc bag. They scoot through the nurse's office or the family liaison's office on their way out the door and discreetly goes in their backpack and off they go. And their friends don't need to know.
Well, I have a sense that we're probably, Nikki, have teachers from Valencia County maybe listening on the radio, and they can call you too and tell you about the need. And,
oh, absolutely.
And I know that a lot of prayer goes into this. Nikki, leave us with a final word about what you'd like to see in Valencia County and how we can really get all the kids down in your community fed.
I just pray that the community sees the need, and I think sometimes the people don't know, so they don't know how to help. So that's just by me being on the radio. Thank you so much, Holly, and for you guys getting me on. I think just getting the word out that the need is there and there's something that people can do. So our prayer is that the community and churches get involved, and we can reach more and more schools and more of these kiddos who really need food.
Yeah, and I think it's important, too, that the teachers, nurses, principals, counselors that work at a school, that attend a church, take it back to your church. You don't have to know all the inner workings of how to launch Feed New Mexico Kids, because we will come in and teach your church. Mm. But you have to go to your church leadership like Nikki did and say, hey, there's a need. This is the school that I teach at. This is the school that I work at. This is the need in my school. Would we as a church like to come alongside? There is a way to do this. There are people who will come and teach us how to do this. But somebody's got to make that connection, because we are volunteer run. We don't have anybody going around cold calling churches and cold calling schools. It still is. Mainly, we're responding to the needs, and that's how the Lord is working it until we can get, you know, that volunteer call bank, you know, built where yes. We could do that. But if you work at a school and you attend a church, bridge that gap and then let us know, and we will come and teach your church how to do this.
And go to feednmkids.com, and you can sign up and get your church involved. Nikki, I know one business down there that's involved with Feed New Mexico Kids, and that's Wolf Family Chiropractic. How about the rest of the business community?
Yeah, you can bring food here, too. We're actually a drop-off point, too, so people can always drop food off here.
Hey, give us your address.
Oh, my goodness. Don't put me on the spot like that. We're on 314.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and you can go online. I went on, and you have a very nice website, again, to reach Wolf Family Chiropractic and to talk with Dr. Nikki. You can go to 505-866-1226. Go to feednmkids.com. And Nikki, we just appreciate you being on with us today. And I want to make this promise to you. Use ABQ Connect, because Valencia County's part of this giant metro. We're trying to love New Mexico kids and love on everybody that we can. I so much appreciate Christians that go out and serve the community with no strings attached. And it's an amazing thing that you're doing. So thank you for joining us. This is my commitment. If you get businesses and you get people involved, let's get them on the radio with you, and we'll talk about this more as we move forward.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. And Holly, leave us with a final word, if you would.
Well, we are just appreciative to the community for supporting Feed New Mexico Kids for the last 3 years, and encourage people here as well. If you're listening and your church is not involved and you're looking for something for your church to get involved, let us know. Go to the website feednmkids.com and reach out to us. We would love to partner with you.
And we didn't talk about this, but almost 4,000 kids in just APS, I can't imagine how many more in Valencia are in need of food. So there is a big, big need.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. We've got Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.